Four college students who were sued by the recording industry for unauthorized music file swapping have agreed to a settlement. The lawsuit was for millions of dollars, but the students will pay significantly less, as NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Each of the defendants will lay out between $12,000 and more than $17,000 apiece. The Recording Industry Association of America says the students each set up a service that allowed anyone on their campus networks to swap music files. Two of the students were at Rensselaer Polytech in New York State, and the other two were at Princeton University and Michigan Technological University. Joseph Nevelt, the Michigan student, says he's not admitting to any wrongdoing.
Instead of, you know, taking it to litigation for however long it would have taken, I decided to just get it over with right now and not have to worry about it.
Although Nevelt will only pay $15,000 instead of the millions, he says it still hurts his wallet. That's what the Recording Industry Association of America is counting on. Matt Oppenheim, the association's vice president of business and legal affairs, says it was enough money to act as a deterrent.
There's no question now for others who are engaged in this activity that we can find them, we know they're doing it, and we intend to enforce.
In fact, Oppenheim says at least 18 other similar networks at universities around the country closed down since the association's lawsuits were filed on April 3rd. But Oppenheim says there could be future actions like this one. He says the record industry just announced an education campaign that sends instant warning messages to people using file swapping services.
And hopefully that'll have an impact. But if not, obviously everything's on the table in terms of trying to determine how best to reduce the ongoing infringement that is robbing artists and songwriters.
Although Michigan Technological University student Joseph Nevelt has stopped running his campus intranet service, he's not sure there is any way the record industry will stop individuals from swapping music files over the internet.
They'll take steps to make sure that, you know, if they're downloading music, then no one, you know, knows who they really are. And I think that reason that a lot of people will continue to do it.
The industry was also dealt a blow last week when a federal judge found that they could not sue Grokster and Morpheus, two of the latest file swapping services. The judge held that the services were not responsible for what people did with their software. Laura Seidel, NPR News.